When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast.
Ooh, hello.
A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios.
We are in for a wild ride.
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer. You know what time is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah! Happy St. Patrick's Day, Brother Masked Singer.
Go ahead and go in your closet right now and slap on some green. It's St. Patrick's Day. That's right. It's your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. I mean, what a coincidence, Frog Green. We just finished watching tonight's MS5 Group B premiere, and all I gotta say is game is on. I will show you to it.
Group B is bringing it!
Let's go! Oh, shot fire!
I was guessing left and right.
That is awesome! He's really good!
It's nice to have a badass on this season.
Yeah. Thank you. I've been here for 4 seasons, but thank you.
We just have so much to unpack tonight, and this is my man Brian. He's back with us. He's going to be here with me all the time. Brian, how you feeling, big dog?
I'm good. I'm amazed. I haven't been fired yet because I'm revealing too much. Spoiler alerts all podcast long, but I'm thrilled to be here. And Bow Wow, I'm happy to see you again.
Always. Listen, no one called. I don't think you gave up too much. I think you gave us
okay, good, just enough.
All right?
Just enough. Okay, let's hope we tell that line again today.
All right. But first up, for all of you fans who haven't watched yet, we're filled with tons of spoilers, so if you don't want to know, now's the time.
Spoiler alert.
Can you believe Caitlyn Jenner, who we're going to speak to in a little bit.
Right.
From Kermit the Frog to Caitlyn Jenner, there is something for everybody on The Masked Singer, right? Man. Amazing. Who
is that? Brian, you stay right here. We have so much to talk about and more clues to unravel. And, you know, tonight's episode was out of this world. And I have a hypothesis.
Okay.
That was my first big word of this season.
Here we go.
I'm going to shock you because I have a guest that I would like to make.
I can't wait.
Chameleon, let me tell you this. This is a throw off. The person is already naturally tall. When I saw him perform, I said, oh gosh, like this person is tall, tall, tall. And I knew that that would throw the judges off. So automatically they're going athlete.
Maybe it is someone who's an NBA player with the number 23 or the number 7. Or is this someone who has played with someone who is the number 23, like LeBron James?
Right.
Because this person has the look of a Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's a good guess. And he did just win a championship with the Lakers.
And he just won a championship with the LA Lakers with
and
Dwight.
With LeBron James, with LeBron who James. Wears number 23.
Oh, my God. We should work together.
Ken?
Yeah.
Sit your butt down.
Okay. Yes, Mom. Sorry.
I'm just making a guess, this, just like all the other fans.
Yeah.
I'm just making a guess. The song choice, the Nelly record, was actually a record that was on my song list that I was this close to performing as Frog.
Wow.
And when I heard the person sing the song, I knew the voice, but being that it was that Nelly record, that's his style. And when I heard the person do the record, I said, oh my God, that's my boy. And I just feel so bad that I can't even call him.
So you don't think this is Dwight Howard?
Not at all. Not at all.
Really? Okay.
The season is going on. Dwight better be in Philly. If Dwight's not in Philly, Dwight ain't. Listen. So I knew it couldn't be Dwight Howard. I'm like, oh gosh, kid, no. But I could tell that this person's hype will throw you off. And if you don't listen, I mean, he has one of the biggest records in music. I mean, the record went diamond, if I'm not mistaken. This person is, you know.
Can you say who this person is?
I think I'm going to give you the name.
Okay.
This is a good friend of mine.
Okay.
I have not spoke to this person. Okay. I would not speak to this person.
I am excited. Red Food.
Until they're eliminated.
Red Food?
I think that it's my bro from Pittsburgh, Mr. Black and Yellow himself, Wiz Khalifa.
Oh.
I think that it's my good friend, Wiz. I know the voice. He harmonized when he raps. If you listen to Black and Yellow, Black and then you hear him, if you want to go and take a run, like it's the same. And he's tall. I can tell. I know how he moves. You see how big my smile is.
I know. The Cloodle Doo clue was history with precious gemstones. Do you have any idea what that could mean?
Three.
Because I don't. The only thing I thought of was the movie Uncut Gems.
Nope.
Okay.
Remember when I said his song, well, Wiz Khalifa has a song called, it's been a long time, off of the Fast and Furious soundtrack.
It was one of the biggest
records of Wiz's career. And that's the song that I was referring to that it went diamond.
Wow.
I have history with precious gems, a diamond, selling 10 million copies on a single.
Got it.
We consider that diamond in the record business. I think it's Wiz. I think that's my guess. I think it's Wiz Khalifa.
And he performed that song with Charlie Puth, who was Nicole's guest for The Piglet. It all comes full circle.
See, this is crazy. But we're not going to stay. We're not going to stay too much on Kamin. But here we go. I like Piglet a lot.
Piglet's good.
I like Piglet.
This Piglet put on a sizzling performance.
I love it.
Was dancing, would you call that pork grind? Oh, that's bad.
The clues for him. Go ahead and let's dive into
Ken said Adam Lambert. Nicole said Charlie Puth. There was a the hidden clue of Cloodle-Doo, there was a clock. And I remember Jenny mentioning clocks from Coldplay. She mentioned Chris Martin, but it actually didn't make the episode. And I'm wondering why that is. There was a yellow rose in there, so I'm thinking it's somebody from Texas, maybe somebody who lost on American Idol. I know David Cook, the former Idol, he's from Texas. And then there was this whole Bachelor thing, so I'm wondering if it's somebody from The Bachelor.
Yo, that's what I thought. That's what threw me all the way off. I was like, okay, you know how many seasons of The Bachelor there was?
There's a lot of Bachelor people, or even Chris Harrison, the host, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Well, I guess we have to keep watching it. And wait to see what happens. So, that was tonight, man. A lot of gems just being spilt right here. And, let me ask you something. What was the Dollhouse opening supposed to? Was that supposed to mean anything, Brian?
No, I think they always just do a theme. Every cold open has a theme. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Gotcha.
There's a couple things that were significant today. Jenny and Ken are now tied in first impression guesses.
My man Ken been getting busy during this pandemic.
Exactly. This is season 5, Ken. He's taking it seriously.
And he is coming out swinging.
He'll surprise you this season. He's going to surprise you this season.
You know what? I want to tackle on Grandpa Monster. Grandpa Monster almost fooled us with the walker, but then he brought huge energy to his performance.
Great job, Grandpa!
That was so much fun. You had us laughing, and you kept us surprised the entire performance.
Oh, whoa!
Twerking Grandpa!
Oh, my gosh.
What's with the Grandpa angle? Because I said earlier, this could be someone young, and the whole Grandpa theme is just there to throw us completely off.
You know, I agree with you. You know, everyone thought once he walked out that, you know, he was an older gentleman, but then he threw the walker. So now people are maybe thinking he's younger, and the panel mentioned younger people. And I'll give you a new clue for Grandpa Monster.
We love it.
He dabbed. He dabbed in his package. So I remember Nicole mentioning Cam Newton. because Cam Newton is known for dabbing.
Right.
It didn't make the episode, so it makes me wonder if maybe that's a little too close. Maybe this is too big of a spoiler. So I don't know, Bow Wow. Do what you want with that. There are Easter eggs everywhere. You got to, like there are just clues all over the place. You have to really, really pay attention to all of them.
All right, moving on. Piglet mentioned finding out he was doing MS5 4 days ago. Now, does the show just have hams on speed dial ready to go? I mean, you know, like, how did that happen? I mean, you know, we heard Niecy got called up 24 hours before, and come on, Brian.
I know, did Niecy and Piglet, did they ride an Uber together? I mean, it is interesting that 4 days before they both were brought in at the last minute. I just think maybe mm-hmm. Piglet is a great performer because they felt the need to bring him on at the last minute.
Right.
But I do know there was a clue that no one mentioned in the clue package. It was an axe. An axe is another, isn't axe, and Bow Wow, you know this better than I, isn't that mm-hmm. another term for guitar? So I'm wondering if Piglet plays guitar.
Oh, man, I'm stumped. People think that just because, you know, I host this and, you know, I was a part of it, they think that, you know, I'm a fan. So, you know, I'm guessing just like the rest of the world is guessing. So, listen, fans, they don't tell your boy Frog nothing, okay? Right?
No, they don't tell anybody anything.
Exactly. Look, I watch the show and I make my guesses. I take my notes, I come into the studio, and I do the show, and I try to wring it out of Brian as much as I possibly can on everything that I'm stumped on. So,
I mean, my seat is hot right now. My seat is hot, Bow Wow.
Black Swan. You know what I loved about Black Swan? The outfit.
Yes.
Black Swan, we cannot wait to find out who you are, and I think that's going to be a long time because I have a feeling you're going to go all the way to the finals.
Yeah.
Now you go on and fly away backstage. Woo! That's amazing. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. The sparkly black and the...
And a voice, a power voice.
Woo!
Barracuda.
Listen, that was one of those, oh, no, nah, see, I don't want to be in this group. Mm-mm. It was one of those, like, oh, man, because she came out swinging, you know? So, what about you? What was your take on Black Swan tonight?
Well, I want to know, do you have any idea of who you think it is?
I am clueless on this one.
Okay.
I was clueless, and I knew I was going to be clueless on this one, and I'm not afraid to admit, because even Frog is wrong sometimes. I will admit that. But I was so mesmerized by the costume, right, Brian, that I automatically knew that, number one, female, I'm looking at height, I'm trying to put it together, and I'm like, yo, if whoever is in this costume, before they even sung the song, I said this person can get down.
Yes.
The voice is going to match up with the wardrobe, and it did. And when they got to singing, I couldn't think. My mind was all over the place. I couldn't think.
There, you know, she really stumps the panel.
Man.
And there were a lot of names that were brought up and a lot that didn't actually make the show. So I may spoiler alert. I know Robin was very convinced on the premiere that it was Rita Ora. Mm. Because of the X for X Factor,
mm-hmm.
and there was a spotlight for her song Shine Your Light. But then there was a clue in the package that nobody picked up on really so much, and it was a ring. And I don't know if it's because this person's engaged, if Black Swan is married. I don't know what that ring means, but I think it's very, very significant. I believe Jenny, and I don't think it made the edit, maybe because it was too close. This is a spoiler, I apologize. I think that she thought maybe Black Swan was Kesha. So what if Kesha is Black Swan?
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. And then moving on, we had Grandpa Monster. Look,
Grandpa Monster.
Oh, man. That person right there was just all over the place. You know, he came out and, you know, he wouldn't let Niecy go. Niecy's like, hold up now. He's hugging her. Didn't want to let Niecy. That's okay.
Don't get cute. You're trying to be fresh, all right? Simmer down in there.
He's a little flirty grandpa.
The monster has a different type of swag about him.
Yes.
I was stumped on this one, too. I can't lie. This one was different.
Do you think this person is old or do you think this person is young?
Because this isn't our first monster ever.
No, we've had two others. We had Monster T-Pain season one, and then
right.
Shaka
Correct.
Khan was Miss Monster.
This is a family of monsters.
This is a family affair.
It's like, this one was tough. Brian, this one was tough. And I was so mad at myself as I'm watching. I'm like, oh, the outfit is crazy. At first, before the person even, you know, start getting into the song, I said, oh, this is a young person.
Yes.
At first, I said, they're throwing us off. grandpa monster. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean that the person has to be of age to be the grandpa monster. Throwing us off, the person is young. And then all of a sudden, it just threw me completely off.
Jenny said The Miz. Ken said Scott Disick. And Robin said Ashton Kutcher and Dax Shepard. Johnny Manziel. I think they're all great guesses.
I think, because I'm a big wrestling fan, huge WWE fan. And The Miz, when they guessed that, you know, The Miz actually does music.
Oh.
Right? Did you know that?
I did not know that. Look at you, Bow.
See, I'm even giving Brian information. See, this is going to be a hot show, okay? This show right here is going to be hot. I finally got something that Brian don't know.
Right? I do know one thing that's weird, and I don't know how I know this, but on the kettlebell, it said 6.2. And I know The Miz is 6'2". So maybe this is The Miz. Maybe Grandpa Monster is The Miz. With your information about that he can sing and a reputation of a bad boy, which plays throughout this season.
Okay, so it could be. We're not saying that is.
We're not saying it is.
Right. You know, you got to...
Confirming or denying, just throwing it out there.
Well, there it is. That sums up everything that pretty much went down tonight.
I need more clues, people. I'm not that smart.
You knew it was coming, man. Remember, all season long, whenever you hear that clip, it means Brian has to offer up the goods. He's got to give us a new clue or a little insider info to help us out. So, what delicious Easter egg can you give us tonight?
I'll give you a new clue about Black Swan.
All right.
That nobody really caught on. It said she covered a monster, which means maybe Black Swan either covered T-Pain, who was Monster in season one, or Chaka Khan, Miss Monster. So that's something to nibble on this week.
The first singer of Group B to unmask is... The Phoenix!
Oh!
Take it off!
Take it off!
Can you believe Caitlyn Jenner?
You know, soon as she took the stage and said one word, I said, Caitlyn Jenner.
You know, it's funny. I saw Jenny's face as soon as Phoenix sang. I think she knew immediately.
I can tell you that Phoenix and I have the exact same singing voice. So I will say spectacular! Spectacular!
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys, for tonight's big reveal, we found out who rose up from behind the Phoenix mask, and she went the distance with her performance of TikTok. I'm so happy that she's here in the building with us right now. She's an Olympic gold medalist. That's for starters. TV personality, best-selling author, and now a fellow Masked Singer alum. I have the pleasure of welcoming to the podcast the one, the only, Miss Caitlyn Jenner in the building.
Whoa!
In the house. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
You know what? I got a new respect for you entertainers. It's not easy to do. You know, I came from the world of where you run fast, jump high, throw things.
Exactly.
Learning the song. Tough, you know, and then choreography and thinking about everything while you're up there and listening to the beat in your head and trying to stay on. Oh, my God. Then they want you to dance around the stage because you've got choreography behind you.
Exactly.
And you got to be in timing with them, too. It was terribly confusing. It was horrible.
And then, look, you got guys like Brian that just could, just sit back in a comfortable room and, air conditioning.
Except for my Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And watch us go through it.
And watch us. And criticizing us.
Don't criticize us until you come out and do this.
It's not fair.
Brian, I always agree with the guests. Today, I'm agreeing with Caitlyn.
Thank you. All right.
I got you.
I will say you made history because you're the first person that Ken got his first impression guess right.
Facts.
Ken gets everything wrong, and he got you correctly.
Yeah.
Facts.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, thanks. I like first.
Kenneth?
Yes.
You said Caitlyn Jenner.
Ooh, go off, Ken.
You gonna stick with it?
Okay, Caitlyn Jenner, RuPaul, which one? Come on, Ken, don't screw this up. Okay, RuPaul.
All right. Caitlyn Jenner!
Good! You guessed it!
Ken, you've always been an idiot. What are we gonna do with you? I don't know. Like I said, I thank everybody for not voting for me and getting me off the show. I thank you all. That's very, very nice of you.
Caitlin, listen, no matter where you go, if you go to Ralph's, if you go anywhere, you go to Vons, I'm just letting you know, when you're checking out, they might just say Phoenix. That's it. It's just, you're Phoenix forever. You are Phoenix.
Great. Oh, that's so scary. Actually, I have a picture of the Phoenix outfit, and I have a hangar up at Camarillo Airport, and I have all this stuff from race car stuff to aviation stuff and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this picture and have it framed and put it in the hangar for people to come up and say, what the hell is that? You know, that's me. I'm in there. Yeah. Yeah. I did the Masked Singer. I was Phoenix. It was fun to do.
Listen, I would have loved to see you stick around some more because I was about to ask you, if you were to make it all the way to the finale, what would you have wanted to perform?
Unfortunately, I didn't think that far. You know what I was thinking about doing is my mind was trying to, let's get through the first show. The next one I was going to do is The Temptations.
Oh.
I know you want to leave me. That was my next one. And then I had a John Denver song. And I was having a hard time with that. But you know how I learned? You know, they give you a voice coach. They give you a coach to help you with the songs and all that sort of stuff.
Correct.
But for me, I was very lucky. My son, Brandon Jenner, you know, he's got his own band. He's in the music industry. He's got his own studio. And I had him, and he was so helpful. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Can I ask one question? Do your kids know you've done this? Does Kendall, Kylie, do they have any idea that you're the Phoenix on The Masked Singer?
Well, you're not supposed to tell anybody.
Oh, okay.
But they're my kids.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Yes. And so, and to be honest with you, my kids are professionals at keeping secrets.
I know. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes. Yeah, of course they are. And so I did tell Kendall and Kylie that I was going to do the show.
What was their reaction?
And their reaction was, why are you doing that? I said, I don't know. They asked me to do it, and I'm sitting around doing nothing anyway. I said, let's go up for the challenge. And so they go, oh, my God, Dad, I can't believe you're doing that. And I said, and so then I called them, both of them. I said, well, you can't tell anybody, but. Yeah, I was the first to go, and they were dying laughing. They thought it was so funny. Yeah, I said, but you know what? I told them, I deserve to go. It's okay. And I'm not upset. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
But so they did know. Right. And just the two girls. I didn't tell anybody else but them. Wow. And obviously my other son, Brandon, because he helped me with the music. So he knew what was going on.
Brian, you know what time it is now, right?
Is it game time?
You know it. He has made some of the wildest guesses in the past, but when it comes to our favorite Doc, man, listen, it's all about the journey, not the destination.
Oh, yeah.
I need more clues, people. I'm not that smart.
And we're usually left wondering, like, what in the world is Kid talking about?
That's a wet yes.
Well, so in that spirit, I'm going to play a series of kidisms.
I think this whole thing is bananas.
But TikTok, you only have 10 seconds to answer each question. Now, when you hear this buzzer...
Holy crap, that's a buzzer.
Right? Yeah, we all know what that means. Time is up. Time is up. And if you can guess what he's talking about, you get a point. And if you don't guess what he's talking about, Brian over here has to give us a clue about tonight's performers. So pretty much, Caitlin, it's a win-win.
Oh, snap. I haven't won anything in years. I need a win-win.
Well, here we go. Let's go ahead and do it. Our now hope is that Brian can give us some clues. Tonight. All right, so let's go ahead and get this game started.
Oh, I hate this part.
So here we go, clip number one.
Fergie Fergalicious Ferguson, that is her real name, is an established star that has amazing stage presence. There was these cheetah clues that was threaded throughout. Fergie has leopard shoes.
Anything sounds familiar to you, Caitlin?
From the past season, I believe.
No.
That's
well,
tough.
Besides Fergie, Fergie sounds familiar. Okay, I got that. Oh, Jesus. And the answer is?
I believe the answer is Flamingo from season 2, Adrian Bylon, because she was a Cheetah Girl.
Oh, God.
It's tough. That was a tough one.
You know, can I get
that was
can I get my kids on the line with me because they'll figure all these things out? Yeah. I worry about my golf score. You know, that's what I worry about today. Yes, yeah. Anyway, all right, let's hit me with another one.
Jag was a legal drama that ran for 10 years. It was about a guy from the Navy with that hat. And your boy watched every single episode. Think about, laugh if you will, but Jag was the Masked Singer of its day.
It's tough.
It's hard.
I have no idea. Ooh. Yeah. Give me the horn. Okay. Yeah, has anybody never answered one question?
Listen, I don't want us to answer because I want Brian to keep giving us clues. Jesus, so, Brian, can you give us another
one? I'm 71 years old. I'm not of this hip-hop generation, you know, and all this stuff, you know?
But you still hit, Kayla. You still hit.
I believe the answer for that was from Bow Wow season. It was Rhino, Barry Zito. But I'll give you a new clue about tonight's episode.
Come on, Brian.
Grandpa Monster, there was a spider web in the clues that the panel did not notice. There was also a kettlebell, maybe Drake Bell. He voices Spider-Man for the Disney Channel. Kettlebell, Drake Bell, Grandpa Monster, be Drake Bell.
Okay, I'll see how you put that together.
You lost me.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, see, Kaylin, that's what I'm saying. But look, it's millions of people around the world that feel exactly
this
how you
feel. This is all they do.
Okay, we got another one we're going to throw at you. Maybe this one might be a little bit easier.
Is this the last one?
All right, here we go. Our last
This show's trip. Been tough. I was the first to go, and I can't even get the damn question. You're killing my ego, Bow Wow. You're killing my ego.
Kayla, we on the same team. Okay, hold on. I'm here with you.
I thought I was hip and cool. I try to tell my kids that. I got it going. I'm hot. Yeah.
You are. Let's
go. Anyway, go on. Next one.
Here we go. Last one. Go ahead. Clip number 3.
All the clues fit with RuPaul with, like, here's the tea. That's a famous RuPaul phrase. And I think the race cars are for the iconic RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm really... Okay.
Okay, so are you changing it to RuPaul?
Okay, RuPaul.
Who is he talking about? Caitlin.
Come on, Caitlin.
Who's he talking about? That's a good one.
Caitlin.
RuPaul, I don't know, yeah.
He's talking about you.
He's talking about me. That's why, when he came up with that, I can't say anything. I'm sitting there inside this mask, and I was going, how could he ever think that Phoenix is RuPaul? RuPaul can actually sing, you know, and dance, and this and that. Yeah, and I was going, what an idiot.
Kaylin, thank you so much for your time. I want to say thank you and continue to do big things.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kaylin. Yes, thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yay.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Thanks again to O'Brien for hanging out. You know I appreciate you, bro, each and every week. And to all of the fans, everybody, you, yes, you. You are the reason why we come into the studio. And we do what we love to do, and it's entertain you guys and bring you guys all the information, all the details to your favorite show, which is The Masked Singer. Until next time, check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Masked Pod and at Masked Singer Fox to ask your questions. Download the Fox Super 6 app and make some predictions for a chance to win big. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios, which is my family. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Do not forget to tune into MS5 every Wednesday on Fox. I'm gone. I love you guys. Until next time.
See you next week.
Peace, love, be safe, and we are out of here.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.